there you go. All you got to do is get Joss to buy off on that, and if you can get the numbers, you know, if you can put the butts in the seat, I'm sure he'd be happy.
I'll tell you what. So I've got some good news here, actually. We had some workers, and we may have talked about this a year or two ago, Best Way workers were organizing with United Food and Commercial Workers Local 400, one of our biggest and best locals here in D.C., had a hell of a time, you know, getting organized and then trying to get a contract. As you know, that's often the big problem is, you know, even if you organize and you have a successful election, getting that first contract
right.
can be a real bear. And we're very happy. I got this report. In fact, it's on our website, dclabor.org. The Falls Church, that's over in Virginia, Best Way workers ratified their first contract last week, and we are so proud of them. Welcome to the union, guys.
Absolutely. Great job. You know, you're right, Chris. That first contract can often be a bear, but then again, you know, sometimes the companies, they say, okay, hey, you know what? I'm ready to have a nice conversation with you, and we're ready to work out some of these details. And it's all about relationship building. You know, we talk with our friends with Teamsters Local 406 up in Grand Rapids, and they've got signatory employers calling them and asking them to help them find people. So, you know, it's all about relationship building.
And I tell you, Charles, I really, really wish, and I hope and I pray that, you know, more employers see the light on this. You know, so often they see this as this antagonistic relationship, and it's not. I mean, I'm in a union, right? I got a great boss. I got great, you know, a board of directors, you know. But, you know, I'm very happy that I have a union. We go into negotiations, you know, with Josh, just like anybody else. You know, we argue, we disagree sometimes, but we're family and we work it out. And so, you know, I just don't understand sometimes why employers just feel like they got to go to the mat on everything, especially when you've got, you know, relatively small companies where it really is more of a, you know, a family atmosphere. And a lot of them, and you know this, a lot of business in America is not the big, you know, tens of thousands of workers. It's small companies.
Right. Absolutely. And those small companies have more in common with the working stiffs that are out there than they do those big corporations that are run by, you know, like the Koch brothers. There's no commonality in what's good for the Koch brothers with what's good for small business in this country.
Not at all. Not at all. It's interesting that you mentioned that, Charles, because, you know, they try and keep this thing papered over, but there is definitely some dissension in the ranks. Over in places like the Chamber of Commerce and other, you know, bastions of business, big business and, you know, family-run businesses, very, very different interests, very, very different approaches to a whole lot of things, including their workers. And I think you're absolutely right. Not a lot of common stuff there. I think sometimes the big folks like the Koch brothers, they got so much money, so much power that the smaller businesses don't feel like they can really speak up. But I've seen some reports on this, you know, and they definitely, I don't think we should treat American business as monolithic any more than the labor movement is monolithic, to be honest. We're not.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Chris, let me turn your attention to tomorrow, voting day. What are you guys up to? How are we getting people out to the polls?
You know, locally, our big election actually here in D.C. was a couple of weeks back when we had our special election, and that's the thing that we worked on. We did well. We backed in Ward 8. It's kind of a real local race. We had a couple of seats open up, you know, after the elections last year. I tell you what, 2016 is really kind of beginning to gather steam here. I'm sure we'll talk about more about that. The thing I did want to mention, though, and you might want to have Josh on himself. He just got back literally yesterday from Swaziland, which is in Africa. I had to look it up. I will be honest. I did not know that. I'm sure you did, but it's there in Africa. And he was there because there's some real issues. Actually, President Trump asked him to go there, represent him, dealing with the government there, which has been, let me just say diplomatically, not treating workers and unions real well. Some real problems there. We have a great story posted on our website, dclabor.org, just sort of laying out the whole situation there. But, you know, we're real proud when one of our own, you know, gets called on to do this kind of international representation. And actually, Josh will be reporting on that at tonight's delegates meeting, which is 6:30 at the AFL-CIO. And I expect we'll have more reports on that. But it was very interesting. It's a country I did not know much about. I've gotten a crash course in it. Small country, but its workers there, you know, they want rights at work. And, you know, Josh went and had a really interesting trip.
Well, that does sound very interesting. And I will reach out to you offline and we'll see what we can do about getting Josh on, because that's all I love hearing those stories.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, Labor Fest continues through the month. We've got a whole lineup of events that are going on, you know, throughout the week. We've got some screenings at AFI this week. We've got a tour of the Teamsters on Wednesday. Highly, highly recommended. It's free, so the price is right. You get to find out, you know, the Teamsters have horses on their logo, and those horses have names. And I'm not going to tell you what they are because you got to come on the tour to find out.
I know, but I'm not going to tell.
There
I know, but
go.
I'm not going to tell. I had to ask the question, though. I had to ask the question.
Yeah, you did.
Chris, we got about 30 seconds left. Anything else that we should be talking about?
You know, the main thing is just check out our website, dclabor.org, and spread the word. Folks should follow us on Twitter. Where I've been posting from these events at DC Labor. You can find out. I was just at the museum. We dedicated a painting. You can see some great photos on our Twitter account right now, even as we speak.
Well, fantastic. We'll take a look at that, and we will retweet that for you, and we appreciate all that you're doing, Chris. And I will give you a call after today's show, see what we can do about getting Josh on to talk about what's going on.
But we'll make that happen.
Absolutely. But, folks, again, I just want to remind everybody, okay, obviously down in D.C. they took care of it already, but if it's your day to vote tomorrow, go vote. Just get it done. Go vote. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hundreds of working people and small farmers have had their water, land, and families poisoned by fracking in Pennsylvania. And they've been abandoned by our government. Well, a coalition of musicians of all musical genres, blues, folk, hip-hop, rock and roll, including Rusted Root, Kelly Mays, Mike Stout, Ujima, Jaziri X, and many others have come together to perform at a benefit concert to raise funds for the harmed. On May 16th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Mr. Smalls in Millvale. For tickets, contact Mr. Smalls at 412-821-4447 or visit their box office at 415 Evergreen Avenue in Millvale or contact Ticketfly. Meet the victims of fracking and learn about viable clean energy alternatives. Fracking affects people of all ages, sexes, race, and economic background. We must all unite to protect our future.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch